But I don't, I can't see the girl.
Welcome everyone to the social van. Feeling Kyle sick of the bullshit. So here they are, Represent Plus. Ready to turn every podcast to dust. So sit down and shut the fuck up. Cause when in doubt, fuck your couch.
Welcome everybody to the social van.
Yeah!
Sushi?
My shits.
Well, you're vegan now, so you're going to take a lot of shits.
Well, I know. God damn, I was doing the massage yesterday, bro. My stomach went. And she goes, are you okay? I said, yeah. I changed what I eat. I don't eat meat anymore. And I just, 3 weeks. She goes, oh, how do you feel? I said, I feel good. I said, we're going to the bathroom more. She goes, all that plants something. Shit.
I don't know where I'm going to cut this in, but this is gold. What up, y'all? KMV the Sexy Ninja.
This Big Daddy come up to talk about my shit problem, man.
Vegan lifestyle, boy.
Here we go. Like I said, we're innovating. If you see the new format, you see that new logo, mwah, I am proud of this new logo, bro.
I'm not.
Oh man, you just jelly.
See, I made you what the folks he uses here.
Because mine's is better.
Okay.
We have a logo, folks. You just actually, the logo is updated. It's uploaded on our Instagram.
IG, baby.
You know,
before we get going, let's take care of some business.
Yes.
Business.
Shutter.com.
You enter special promo code CPLUS. You get how much after that?
It's $5 to make you holla.
Yes. So we don't do / podcast anymore because it was sending people to something.
So when you sign up, you just got to push promo code to enter like a coupon basically. So because when I was the one that found out, because I went to shutter.com/podcast and all of a sudden it took me to some random fucking site and I was like, wait, what the fuck? What is this?
So when we've been sending y'all to a porn site this whole time, we really do deeply apologize. We're just only doing what the company tells us. So
not us. All right, so what's new with you? How's your week been?
Good. Busy. Fucking massages. Boy, I'm telling you, these people come in, now that COVID's lifting, they're yucking asses, still can't wear masks. Oh, I got my vaccination. So, your breath still stinks now, man. Put your fucking mask back on. Shit.
I went and bought weight gloves. Because my palms get real sweaty, and like I was trying the row machine the other day, and like I slipped and went bam, I was like, you know, and so I went and bought myself some weight gloves, you know, just so I could have weightlifting gloves. So I go to Big Five, and I'm checking out and whatnot, and these two kids come in, they don't have a face mask on, even though there's a sign at the door says please have a face mask on. And the lady goes, excuse me, you guys got to have your mask on. And these two punk kids, and they're like, well, I'm fully vaccinated. She's like, I don't care. She goes, the sign says, please, you know, put on your mask and whatnot. Yeah. And the front one. Yeah. And the one guy was just like, walk out. The first one just walked out. The second guy said, he's like, well, do you guys have a mask to give me? And then she's like, no. And so he goes, good old pouty and whatnot, went outside, and me and the lady looked at each other. We started laughing because I'm just like, fuck him. And then she's just like, yeah, I know, right? And I was just, and all of a sudden he gets in his little like sports car and he's out there. He's like, vroom, vroom. And I'm like, me and the lady started laughing more because they're like, oh no, he's revving up that sports car to show he's so mad. Oh no.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's what you call it.
Yeah, because we were sitting there and oh my god, and the lady behind us was trying not to laugh because like she didn't want to be part of it. But then she laughed. When me and the lady went back and was like, when you heard the we're like I'm like, all right, small dicks. You little tiny little dicks, you have to rev up your car just because you can't come in the big five without a mask on and you have to throw a fucking fit that you fully vaccinated motherfucker. Like, fuck you, man. I'm just like, it's like, it's on the door.
It is on the door. I was there 2 weeks ago getting a new the pressure sleeve. Dude goes in and who told me to get that little short sleeve with the glasses?
Yeah.
Dude comes in. She doesn't have to have a mask. While I'm vaccinated, she goes, sir, you still please, you still need one. He goes, I just won't fucking shop here then. Turns around the box off. She goes, well, don't fucking shop here then. I'm like, I like her.
I thought you said you went to Big Five to get a new kneecap. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, you were listening
to something completely different.
Well, you're saying knee, and for some reason, like I heard cat. I don't know where I heard cat from. I was just like, why is he going to Big Five to get a kneecap? Like, you need to go to the hospital for that. Oh, man. But I got to tell you, I feel good, brother.
Good.
I feel great. 10-day. This is, well, when this drops, it'll be day 12 into this. You know, yeah. I haven't lost that much weight, but I think it's because I'm packing on muscle. Because I'm working, hitting the weights, I'm hitting the row machine.
You're going to shrink first before you lose the weight.
Yeah.
You will shrink first. I'm going on week 3. So he has his plan. I'm going on week 3 of no meat. Boy, I'm not going to lie. Do I feel a difference? Yes, I feel energetic with all this shit. Boy.
Well, it's like... with this lifestyle change, you know, if you saw the video for us going to Fat Man's Loop, you know, I think I probably would have fucking died if I didn't go to the, like, if there was no workouts involved, there was none of that, like, I probably would have been like, all right, I gotta stop. Like, everything's done.
Yo, I still be back.
I hope. Can of corn. Now, also. The biggest thing is learning how to watch what I eat. You know, like I don't eat breakfast. I don't. The biggest problem is I snack. Like I snack like a motherfucker. Like
the 95% of America's problem right there. The snacks.
Snackages, bro. Like we went grocery shopping the other day. This was before all this. Bought a huge pack. Corn nuts, man. Like all the variety packs. I love me some corn nuts, you know? Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
But the bad thing is, like, I have bad teeth, too. Like, there's a couple little cracks here and there. And when I'm eating... I shouldn't even touch them, but I'm just like...
just over there, like, bird, Ivy. Sitting there. She's in there.
Damn. I'm gonna cross that one though. That's really hard. Just be like, you know, because I'm like, looking like Popeye.
That's me with my fucking vegan cookies.
But you should have eaten those all the time, though.
No, I don't. I don't. Trust me. When I get them, I eat the whole fucking pack. I mean, there's 6 in there. Fucking like this, folks. They're fucking huge. Here's my about the size of my fist. You'll see that right there. And I just
Lenny and Lenny's vegan cookies are the shit.
I know.
Those are the ones you're trying?
Oh,
you tried them all? Lenny and Larry's was the one that I would go to. That was like when I was the vegan thing, that was like my treat. I was like, okay, and I got the white chocolate macadamia and whatnot. And people who want to be vegan and go this healthy, he's learning a lot because I'm telling him, he's like, can I eat this? You know,
if it has dairy, don't
have, but on top of that, it's like you got to watch the buns you take or bread you take because that can consider milk and honey is something that hardcore vegans will tell you fucking no because it's still You're eating from an animal. Like,
it's not an animal.
Yeah, but that's the crazy thing about it. All my research. And for me, like, I might get back on it because I don't like dairy. I don't like cheese. I don't like,
I can live without meat.
I'm seeing that now. I can live without meat. I can eat fish, maybe still, but because where the fish comes from, the damn nuclear reactor, come to find out, was never shut off. So it's fucking up the entire Pacific Ocean.
I can't fish. I don't like fish. But for me, like, the bad thing I need to cut out of my diet is pork. Like, I love pork, but, you know, that's something that's really fatty. And it's really like, you know,
yes, yeah. Animal that just eats anything. But there's people, I always hear people, oh, nah, you probably heard this too. I gotta eat my meat. Oh, I gotta have a hamburger. I don't see how you vegans, I didn't ask how you thought you do this. I'm telling you, this is for my health. If you want to eat your fucking hamburger, eat it. And I hear this people, and to all the people who that should fuck you. I need to have. Well, I'm sure you do. Fucking eat it.
Well, it's like anything, man. You know, it's people like, I'm gonna look at you in the camera. Like, people who say they can't do it. It's not. It's you that's in the way. Like, up here in that mentality, you can do it. You can actually be a vegan, go to the gym, go work out. Like, the person stopping you is you. And that's the biggest factor. So when I was doing the vegan thing, I had people come up to me all the time, like, I don't know if I could do it. I was like, you could do anything. I was like, honestly, yeah. It's like this podcasting. Like, you know, when I tell people, man, we 3 years deep in this, you know, it's all DIY. Like, everything we've done up to this point has been us and learning from us. We've gotten the bone many times, you know, and we had some people on the outside help, but
it's people. But in the end, it's us. We did the research. We did all that.
Yeah, and we're investing in us too. You know, like, I feel like we're talking about logos. I feel like if you go from the first logo we made to what we have now, you know, we've come a long way.
Some bounds.
But it's funny too, because it's like that people themselves in the way. Also, too, you're not allowed to have an opinion. Like, that's what drives me nuts with anything. Like, like the Tom McDonald thing. Let's get into that real quick. So I made a video for Dear Slim. I did a review, and I already knew I was going to get hate for it. I already knew, you know, and I don't want to be negative. I've stated this millions of times. I want to be positive. I want to keep the world in a positive, but so many people review that stupid Tom McDonald song. They're like, come on, KMB. I spoke my piece once and I said I didn't like it. And we had a bet who's going to be the first comment and who's going to be the first dumb juggalo comment.
And to the person who made that goddamn comment, I lost money to his ass because you opened your fucking mouth. Fuck you too. Shit.
But I told you, and I put it on Facebook, and I was just like, this is going to be the most hated video I've ever done. And
boy, that video was fucking hated.
Damn. And I responded, like, go get him, Tiger. You know, good for you. Oh, you fucking idiot. And you're 671 subscribers, and I'm just like, oh my, you know, you hurt my feelings. I'm like, no, I move along.
Folks, understand something. You know, when we do this for us. Honestly, we really do it for us. Any podcast will tell you that they do this for themselves. You just happen to be along for the ride. Now, to that person who did have to mention our 671. You know, followers or friends, whatever you want to call them. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting people know exactly where our levels, how much subscribers we had. But now guess what? Because of you, we're almost a 7. So
And
it all works out.
And I'm just like, you know, the people, I'm like, you know what? I'll say this right here. I'll say this right here to you. You can like Tom McDonald all you want. You can touch him. You can grab his butt. You can just pull his little fake dreadlocks and rub his all his nasty tattoos. You can do all of that. That's you, boo-boo. Like,
yeah, just, yeah. Like him.
And that's it. That's all. And I fly away. And I fly away. And I say, that's it. That's all. And then, like, everybody has to be like, oh, me, me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to still fly. I'm going to still fly, baby.
Get that shit cracked me up. I mean, I ain't going to lie, folks. I was proud of him. When he did that one, he's always, I ain't going to lie, because I told him, quit being so goddamn overly positive. Do that one that sucks. It's okay. But to me, what's not okay is that he does one and y'all lost their mind. And people have a right to their opinion. Okay, folks, you have a right to your opinion as well to respond because, you know, of course, it's social media. But when you hide behind that camera, when you hide behind that, you know, your keyboard and shit like that, you really, some of y'all just really did go overboard. That's why he responded the way he did, all laughing positive. I was ready to deep in your ass, talk to your mama, your grandma. Funky ass breath. Your goddamn porn on the bottom. I was about ready to go off on a lot of your ass.
I think it's too. You were trying to protect me because, yeah, you know, it's like my mom, I told her, don't comment on this. I was like, I don't want anybody coming at you in any way, because my mom comments on our videos a lot. And I told her, because I popped that one up. And as soon as I dropped that review, I was like, Mom, do not comment. This is probably going to bring out the most toxic fucking people out there, because it did. And then she's like, oh, okay, son, you know, I like supporting you. I'm like, I know, Mom. I go, but this video, don't do it. You know, I was like, do it for every other video, you know, but this video, no, because once you're in there, I don't want them to come at you, because that's when I'll get mad, because I'm like, that's my mama, motherfucker. Like, you know?
I was ready some of your assets, but don't take this the wrong way, folks. Those are just a few of the asshole juggalos, you know. Passion is passion. I get it. That doesn't reflect on you guys. It doesn't reflect on that. I love you guys, but those few assholes,
and that's It's not assholes, juggalos. It's people who like him. And when I said, when you look at his comments, it's mostly white folks. And, you know, I got called out. And I kind of regretted saying that. But it was because I really meant his music is towards people who lean a little bit more right than most. Like Trumpers and stuff.
I will agree on that.
And that's what I meant by that comment, because people are like, oh, you're calling out the white. I was like, no, I'm calling out this demographic of people.
Specific group.
Yeah, who lean a little more that way and who like music because of that. And I was just like, that's what I meant. And I was just like, oh, man, you know how hard it is for white rappers to come up with the game. And I was like, then that one comment back, he's like, hey, you're actually a nice guy. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I am a nice guy.
That, know who you are. Thank you.
And like, what was so funny is like the wife sees it, and people who actually know me, who literally know me, they're like, you're not an asshole unless I have to. Like, don't ever push me to be an asshole, because I can be one. And I Mr. Fluff, I'm Mr. I have my bad days with everybody else, but you know, it was just funny. Like, oh, you this ignorant fool. I'm just like, oh, ignorant.
No, folks, when you make comments like that, you sound ignorant. Seriously. A lot of people did really sound fucking ignorant. They did. They sounded fucking ignorant. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of sounded ignorant there for a little bit, but I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna get into this with these people. But what I didn't like is the hypocrisy of his music. He's talking about love each other, let's help each other, stuff like that. Yet, he made that music. Who's he talking to? I don't like the hypocrisy. He's full of shit. I don't like him. And why are we giving you so much goddamn publicity right now?
All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
Dreadlock coming head, motherfucker, you?
There's something I want talk about, though. Heroes Reborn, Marvel's new event.
Keep talking. So I got to go turn off this phone because I always fucking forget.
So Marvel has dropped their new event. It's called Heroes Reborn. So with this series, it's, what do you call it? It's a big event and what if type deal. So Iron Man is not Iron Man. Peter Parker is not Spider-Man. Blade is the only one that remembers anything from the previous universe. Thor is a drunk and he just drinks nothing but mead and whatnot. So this is a world without the Avengers, but we got this Squadron Supreme, which is basically a Justice League ripoff. but I got all first three issues, and I was like, you know what? If I'm buying these fucking things, I should read them.
I'll say, you better read them shit.
So I sat down and I read them, and I'm not going to lie, man. I was a little disappointed. I was just like, this is Flashpoint. You know, Blade is Barry because mm-hmm. he remembers. He's trying to go around to everybody, be like, what's going on, you know? And then he goes and finds Batman, aka Captain America, you know? And just the way it's going, I'm only three issues deep, and I'm just like, this is Flashpoint, you know? And I don't feel comfortable, but I don't feel comfortable reading it because I'm just like, this has been done. You know,
several times.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this? You know, I want to see what a story. But they're like, that first issue was like $5.99, and after that, every issue is like $4.99. This is what they do for their events now. So I'm already like $16 plus tax into the story.
Right now, I am looking to see who the editor-in-chief is because I strictly believe whoever is the editor-in-chief determines the direction of the company. So, C.B. Cebulski.
That sounds familiar.
He used to write all kinds of side Marvel stuff back in the day. I think he's old school Marvel. He's come up, he's, you know, done a lot of these. But I think right now, as someone who hasn't read Marvel comics a long time, but hear everything, I'm fanzine stuff like previews and stuff like that, Marvel is, I don't have interest anymore. And I love Blade. The Avengers, grew up on all of them. My comic book boxes. Shit. I wouldn't give nothing, but if you're going to try to copy somebody else, we're talking shit about.
Well, that's what's the Squadron Supreme that I don't like. They're Justice League. You know, and you got their Superman, they got their Batman, they got their Wonder Woman, you know, they got their Flash and so on. Yeah, they've been around for a long time, but that's what they're like. The art, if you saw the artwork, especially for the Squadron Supreme, mm-hmm. like they ain't hiding that they're trying to be like wannabe Justice League.
Not at all.
So it's just one of those things where I'm just like, you know, I wasn't gonna subscribe to this. Remember, I told you I'm not gonna subscribe to this. But then I got to the comic book shop the day it came out,
yeah.
And then like it was in my box, and I was like, "The fuck!" And he's like, "Oh, I thought you subscribed to this," and I was like, "Took my wallet, gave him my money."
To write down your list.
I do. That's the thing is, like, I go through, like, I was really good this week, and you'd be proud of me. I did not buy that new Batman book, even though I wanted that Batman book, even though I don't need more Batman in my life. Like, that book is Legends of the Dark Knight. And I was like, what is this? And it was more side stories. Like, yeah. More. And I'm just like, how much more Batman can I intake? Like, I got so many Batman books I'm subscribed to. And I'm like, one Green Lantern book. And Green Lantern's on the jam. I was just like...
I miss days of Batman when Dennis O'Neil was editor and Archie Goodwin. They made sure that Batman... was a Batman detective. Those were the only two back then, really. Batman Detective and Brave and the Bold. They canceled Brave and the Bold, and then they went on to World's Finest. They canceled that one because Dennis O'Neill was the editor on that. He said, no, he goes, Batman's all over the place. This is where he needs to stay. And he's to tie in. He's to make sure that those two books tied in with each other. Now, I counted Batman, Detective Comics, Batman and Robin.
Batman and Superman.
Who's that?
Batman and Superman.
Batman and Superman. Wow.
Batman and the Outsiders. Batman and
the Outsiders. That was the third one. Batman. It was Batman, Detective, Batman and the Outsiders. Dennis O'Neill made sure those books stayed cohesive with each other. And
he didn't call it. No, he just called it the Outsiders. Remember?
Yeah.
Like he didn't call it Batman and the Outsiders. Like what I was it?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
for the first,
because I know there's a good run where it was just the Outsiders.
For the first 14 issues when the book came out, it was Batman and the Outsiders, and then when he quit, that's when they dropped Batman.
Okay. Yeah, because Outsiders was great. Like that run in the 90s to, you know, early 2000s was definitely something, but I feel like now it's a little oversaturated in the market, you know, because like Joker's got his own book now, Catwoman's got her own book, Harley Quinn's got her own book. That was saturated. You think she's saturated? The series is good so far. I really did enjoy this because I didn't jump on the Harley Quinn train like everybody else did.
It's so stupid. Who the fuck is behind me? It's my goddamn clothes. I'm like, that's what's coming.
But going into it, like after reading, like last night I read Justice League, the Michael Bendis Justice League. That was fun. But I would say the winner of this year is Nightwing by Tom Taylor. I love it so fucking. It's cute. It's fun. There's a mystery going on of like who's this heartbreaker who rips out hearts from homeless people and whatnot. And like in the first issue, like when the first issue I told you he becomes basically a billionaire because Alfred gives him all this money, gives him that note, you know, and tells him, I love you, son, I'm proud of you. Second one is like him and Barbara, like he's like, I'm rich. And then my favorite part in the second one is like when him and Barbara's like, I'm hungry, let's go eat. He goes, okay. And then he goes to this little janky pizza shop. And she's just like, you're like one of the richest men in the world now. This is where you come. He orders. He goes, oh yeah, two slices, please. She's like, you know you're rich, right? He goes, three slices.
Yeah, that's me right there.
He's like, oh yeah, three slices then. And then he's going, he's helping, he was helping this dad and this kid. Like he got this kid, dad and kid a room, but the dad dies because this heartbreaker is going around just killing homeless people. So that's part of the mystery of the bad guy. And in this aspect, he buys, he goes, hey, I'm buying everybody pizza. Bring every homeless person you know. He's buying them all pizza. And the guy's like, all right, your total is this. He goes, okay, cool, cool, cool. And he pulls out his wallet. And she goes, he goes, my wallet's gone. Did I just get pickpocket? And Barbara's. He goes, don't you dare. She goes, already sent it to the Bat Chats. Everybody knew that Nightwing got pickpocket. One of the oldest things in the book. And so the next issue, he calls in Tim to come and help him. And then Tim Drake goes, he goes, hey, Batman wanted to send you this gift. And Nightwing grabs it, opens it. It's a chain wallet. So
that's right. Old school shit.
He goes, just so you know, you can you won't get pickpocketed again. And I was like, you guys are never gonna let me hear the end of this. They're like, never.
No. This is our chance to get back at the oldest brother.
But that's those are little things that I just, it's just like, it's just fun. And it's a very basic story, but I think Tom Taylor really knows Nightwing and has taken him into a really cool direction. So I would say out of all the books I've read this year, Nightwing is
cool. My book is still Lazarus.
Yeah, Last Ronin.
Last Ronin is good, but Lazarus is still, that's still my Lazarus. And for those who don't know, Lazarus is created by Greg Ruka. And basically, it talks about if he had a wild ass idea about what would happen if the richest people on the earth got dwindled down to six. So yeah, when he started first writing the book, there was 136 families who held all the wealth in the world. As of the beginning of this year, bro, it's dwindled down. When he first started the book 6 years ago, it started 140. At the 2 year point, he said it was down to about 82. This year, 18. I checked in January. 18 families now who hold the wealth in this damn world. And the richest one to keep saying it's the Rockefeller or Rothschild. They would be saying it's a Rothschild. Nope. as someone had called it one time, old white money. It's shifting from the richest white in the world. Now you got three of the richest in the world who hold the top. Some folks in the Middle East, as well as the richest reservation, the Navajo reservation is the richest nation. Navajo, well, the richest, how's it, indigenous in the world.
We can't be.
Guys are.
All right. Look here, Navajo Nation.
But look what they're doing. It's fucked up, which is why the comic book is just so good into all this, because all these families have the money, but they're holding on to it. Whoever kisses her ass, they're elite. They're well off, which in the Lazarus world, they call, you know, they're serfs and stuff like that. Cultivated. Yeah. While everyone else is called waste, which would be us. We work the farm. We basically work to sustain them while they still have their problems, they still have the universe, while the people who are the waste still live with the bad lands and stuff like that. And the more I read this, a lot of people are like, this is great group knows something. Greg Rubin himself, no, I just read. I see what's going on in the world. This is where I get my stories. This is where I've written the Avenger story, Wonder Woman story. And Lazarus, I know this is insane, but goddamn, bro. You start talking about genetic modification and how they, the Lazarus are basically their knights of shining armor, and how they genetically modified them to be just these superhumans. It kind of makes you wonder, how close are we to that shit?
Well, you know, that's why I love when comics can bring out the reality of things, you know. And I think that's the best reason why I love the escapism and why I don't read Lazarus, because I don't want to get, you know what I mean? Like, for me personally, that sounds awesome, but it's not my cup of tea, because I'm like, I just want my superheroes in tights. I'm trying to get away from all the fucking shit in the real world. So I'm trying to, like, give me suits and give me, you know, tights and superheroes and let me, you know, and for me, like, that's why when sometimes they sprinkle some of that in, you know, it's crazy. It's, you know, especially when they get really just dark and with the world, it's like, when Bruce Wayne, he's not rich anymore. You know, he's right now. He is not rich, and it's like, he's always been rich. You know what I mean? he's always had money.
they're changing. Their comic book writers are really, they're looking at the world today about what could happen. You know, because a lot of these stories, I love the superhero stories, but at the same time, when they do sprinkle realism up in there, it's like, okay, thank you. You changed the way people see him. Some people are probably flipping out that Bruce Wayne ain't rich anymore, because that's what they're used to.
Yeah, and when they killed Alfred, that was huge. You know, like Bane snapping his neck and whatnot, and the aftermath and effect of how Bruce dealt with it. You know, and there's things like there's a current one I read. It's Batman Urban Legends. There's like three stories in the book, and it's like a monthly book. And there's this one story with the Red Hood where he's dealing with drug dealers on the streets and whatnot. It's just that surreal, like, oh shit. But he's dealing with it, and it's like such a surreal way. It's just kind of like, oh man, like signing up to be a superhero, the cost of your morale, you know, your conscious mind and sacrifice, and you're broke, whatnot. It's like, it's crazy, because that's why, like, in Spider-Woman, you know, she's broke. She's trying to hold that, you know, being a bodyguard for somebody because she's broke. She can try to take care of her kid. You know, that, when they sprinkle that kind of stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. And that's the current Spider-Woman run. And it's really great. Like, I was so excited when they brought back Spider-Woman. And she was, like, kind of in the starting of the series, she was like, oh, well, I got to take these bodyguard jobs, or I got to go take these like birthday party cameo jobs, you know, like just so she can make ends meet, but still go out and be a superhero.
You know, it's funny. I do remember when Spider-Woman came back, when they had her, when she had her kid, and they changed her to be more kid friendly. I remember when he brought her original costume back, the red one, the tight one. Oh, yeah, I was happy. I ain't gonna lie. I was happy about that. But when they made a big-ass deal, remember that pose?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People who had no business. I'm sorry. We are me and this guy right here, we're leaders when it comes to our comic book world. When they had that damn picture, people flipped their shit about that. Are you moms out there? Oh my god, she can't put her in the position. Why are they drawing her like that? Leave us the fuck alone. If we don't fuck with your Karen bullshit, leave our shit alone.
Well, it's like well, that's why it comes down to our world when they like, oh well, this person's gay. Well, that's
all of a sudden.
Well, wait, what? And that's not us being ignorant, like what people would say. That's just us of like, oh, we're so used to this character. Then they're like, oh, he's gay. Oh, well, oh, that's cool. But
there's no build. There's a build.
You know, and it's like, and this is why I kind of look at it too, is like when people flip out, when Marilyn, I'm all for Black Superman.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all for, what's the homie's name? Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Me too.
You know, and I'm just looking at Superman and taking the black part out. Just, he's Superman. I look at Michael Jordan like that. He could be Superman, but the people who are like, oh, my Superman is white. I'm like, I take it he's never picked up a comic book, because there's different variations of a Superman out there. There's even an Asian Superman.
Yes, the Asian Superman is, like, theoretically, he's the most powerful Superman.
He's a little bit of a goofball too. He's kind of like, what do you call it? Like Shazam, but more of like a nerdy aspect instead of the jock aspect of Shazam.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And they just introduced their newest character. I think, if I remember right, Prince Monkey. Into the DC universe, it's a Asian superhero, and they released it with this Asian superheroes of the DC universe, and I was just like, cool. But people are like, Prince Monkey. I'm like, at least they're making a new character to build upon.
Yes,
not just taking characters. And it's just funny to me, like, in comic books, there's always been diversity. But now they're trying to be
not
more.
Really.
Not really, but like with Shang-Chi, how now there's 20 Shang-Chi books. There's never been 20 Shang-Chi books.
Martial arts is making a huge comeback in
I hope comic books. So.
I love it. I love it. Shang-Chi, I still got his first
issue. Comeback. I want martial arts movies to come back, because that was our jam, man.
Like the Batman with the dragons, the latest one. If you folks haven't seen that one yet, that one is actually fucking
good. Oh, you mean Batman Ninja?
No, the one with the it has
I have not dragon seen it yet.
Opera, and it's a mix of contemporary with that old school cool feel, with, you know, it's just fun. Yeah, shit. It's a good old chop socky, good old just ass kicking Asian feel film.
Because it's like based in the 80s or 70s, right?
It's based in the like late 70s, early 80s, but it still has that modern feel. Think of Batman meets
Bruce Lee. RZA. Oh, yeah. You're so funny because Doug, he bought that movie, took the code for himself, gave me the physical copy, and it's just been sitting there. And every time we see each other, he's like, "Did you watch it yet?" No, I didn't watch it yet.
Watch it.
So I think I'll finally take it off itself, dust it off, and put it in.
Yeah. Watch it, bro. Seriously, it's you could be like, "Ooh, okay, cool." And we've already talked about the animation, about DC animation.
Did you hear what the next one they announced?
Which one is it?
Injustice.
It's about damn time.
It's
about damn time.
I'm so excited. Like they're like, they said Warner Brothers Animation has announced the next DC animation movie is, Injustice, and I was like. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
What part are they going to start it from, though?
I think they're going to do the whole arc. Start like the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, I want to see Superman kill, you know.
Well, you know, Barnes & Noble just released their Barnes & Noble editions of the Injustices comic book series, years 1 through 6. Oh, yeah. Folks, okay, for those who don't know what we're talking about, Injustice is based on DC video game. It's an alternate. We were talking about alternate universes where what if Superman kills? And how he kills is that Joker kills Lois and a bunch of people. And Batman does something what Batman should have done. Got him. And somehow, I know the Joker came back. Well, no, Superman did. Joke he was going to. Batman said Batman was driving. You read the comic,
yeah.
Didn't you? So Batman basically he's driving Joker to the police station to get him to arrest him. But here's the swerve. Joker is sitting there constantly talking shit. Batman reaches over and he gets him. Goes into police, takes off his cape and cowl. He said, "I would like to. Police say put me under arrest. I just killed the Joker."
Yeah.
Boy, he finally did it. I mean, I was like, okay. I thought it was cold-blooded killing in Arkham City. Video game Arkham City. Injustice was cold.
Well, you know what? That's why I find it funny when people, like the Justice League movie, Snyder's version, Snyder's take on it, when they're like, dark and gritty, what the hell's going on? They're trying, you know, and I'm like, there is dark and gritty DC. Like if you could tell from Marvel, from DC,
yes.
It's night and day. And, you know, with Injustice, when they introduced this, that's why I always found it funny where people are like, oh, Zack Snyder's, too dark. And then, but well, I'll play this Injustice game where Superman, you know, loses his shit. And like, it's just like, well, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things I find hilarious.
I'll say it again, folks. Choose your hypocrisy.
He's shaking his head over there.
Yeah. Choose your hypocrisy. You can't be, like I said, you can't hate the Snyderverse. We're all dark and gritty, but love playing the Injustice games and stuff like that, which even grittier, or Arkham City, or the Batman Arkham games. Batman Arkham is fucking dark. It is dark. And for those who didn't realize, when Batman was first created, did you guys know that he used to kill? When he first started off those early issues.
He even carried a gun.
Yeah, he carried a gun. And even in New Frontier, Justice League New Frontier, the comic book and stuff like that, it takes that Batman aspect, because to me, he's the best one. He carried a gun. He shot people. He shot his teammates. He was fucking people up. You don't see that in cartoon, folks. But he was he was shooting people.
New Frontier is so good.
It's so good. It brings back the Batman that Dennis O'Neill brought in. And he wanted to bring, and when him and Neil Adams brought back the 60s Batman, were like dark and gritty, they wouldn't allow him to bring back the gun.
Well, you know, that's why I've always liked that evolution of Batman. Like, I always thought that evolution was cool because, you know, I'm not a big gun person. And Batman trains his body.
Ouch. I hit my door.
Maybe next time we'll move it more this way.
Yeah.
But experiments. But yeah, I've always liked the aspect because there's one issue I read where I think Robin picked up a gun and Batman's like, guns are for cowards, you know. And Batman's proved it time and time again, you know, like, you don't need a gun. You just got to whoop some ass. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You know, and it's learning, you know, especially like, because when they bring the gun in, it makes it more powerful storytelling, like Batman Beyond. When he's old, he can't keep up with kicking ass, and his last resort is picking up the bad guy's gun and pulling it, and that's right then and there. He knows, I have to retire. I can't do this no more. If I'm resulting myself to pick up a gun to protect myself, he's done. You know, and I think that's when the gun plays a little bit better with storytelling, because I just think it's cool that way.
Yeah. Me?
You like, give him 20 guns.
Shit, give him a gun. Hell yeah, give him a gun. But the way he did it in year two, if you guys haven't seen it, Batman Year Two, it still takes place in his rookie career. He fights Gotham's first vigilante, the Reaper. Does Batman kill with the gun? No. Does he take people out, wound them, and stuff like that? Yes. But he also realizes that, just like KMB said, it symbolizes how easy it is to hurt people with a weapon like that. So that's, and at the end of that series, you see him pretty much putting the gun away, saying, yeah, this won't be picked up ever again. Was picked up again. To find out that gun that Jason Todd uses, his original gun, one of the original two-handed guns, it was Bruce's. That's the one that was so chill. I was like, possession of a gun. It is easy. It's hard not to feel like,
yeah, you got the power and whatnot. And Jason Todd's such a great character, too.
Like, he's a what?
Jason Todd's such a crazy character, great character that evolutionized the Red Hood in such a crazy way because, you know, we've talked about billions of times, but I think Jason Todd is one of those characters that sucked in the third. Kill him. Wait. Bring him back as his super maniac,
yeah,
on revenge, stealing the Joker's moniker, the Red Hood. And I think that's one of the greatest character evolutions in comic books, is taking something that sucked, kill him, bring it back, and now he's part of the Bat family forever.
Yes, and to me, all of that really boils down to, at the same time, is how much your company has faith in the creative team to do right, not what's right for the almighty dollar. Marvel is doing what's good for the dollar right now. They're so fucked up, so backwards right now. That's why I don't like reading no more.
Well, that's just why it's confusing. Heroes Report, I don't. It's its own thing. Like, it's not really affecting the other books like they usually do with
events. See, which is what I don't get. Secret Wars took care of all of that. That's what I don't get. That's what I don't get about Marvel right now. Secret Wars was supposed to have taken care of all that shit.
I used to really enjoy, when it was summertime, a Marvel event. Civil War, Secret Invasion, you know.
Yeah.
Built to these stories, and every book got affected. If you want to see what happened to America, pick up Captain America. You want to see what's going on over here?
World War Hulk, I think, was the last great one.
Yeah. To me. And now they're just like, here's an event. Here's an event.
Yeah.
Here's an event. And it's just like, you're oversaturating the storytelling because y'all rebooted your universe so many times. Mm-hmm. This is why I stay on the DC side more. I'm more on their dick because I think they've done it better.
And they don't do it every year. They go like every 2 years.
Yeah.
It feels like.
with the when they brought in the New 52 and they bring in Rebirth, and now we're in the Infinite Frontier, you know, it's about building these characters, and now they brought back the Omniverse so we can go play around a little bit more. But they took that away because they're like, let's explore what's here. And we'll explore what's the next level. Now let's see what's
going
to happen.
See what's going on.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I still think Grant Morrison was like, then why the hell did you guys have me do this? He probably sitting there just like, you told me to fix it. I fixed it. It was a very creative way. I ain't going to lie. I have a whole new respect for the character Brainiac because that's what he has been doing this entire time. Everyone's like, oh, he's the villain. Actually, no, he's actually been the hero this whole time trying to save the universe from our dumbasses. And then you get Secret Wars, which eliminates everything. There's this one universe, and it brings all these other great characters into one. Do I feel that they're going to do a whole multiverse thing again? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it starts with Exiles.
Yeah. And with DC, they're building to Infinite Frontier. They dropped issue zero a month or two back.
Yeah.
You know, right when they finished Future State, to give you kind of a glimpse of the future of.
I remember Future State.
Yeah. So Future State just ended, and now we're in the Infinite Frontier. Then Infinite Frontier number one is coming out. And I think they're going to reintroduce the New Gods back into the DC universe. So I'm just like, I'm off. New Gods is so good.
So Crisis, it was Crisis. Crisis started it. Oh, Crisis Infinite Earths. And then Millennium. Then Zero Hour.
Oh, Zero Hour.
Zero Hour was a total, to me, I introduced some good characters.
But oh, that's what I mean. It's like the
there's only one who stayed. And that's Manhunter. Kate Spector, she's the only one who stayed. Everyone else has either been killed or they just completely forgot about.
That's the thing about events when they're like, here's a new character. No one really likes him. You know.
To me, I guess I'm still biased with this character. James Robinson, when he did the new Starman, I thought that was like the best innovative characters in a long time. Because, yes, they piggybacked him off of you know, his dad, you know, his dad being one of the Starmen, but he gave him like a love of antics, just like James Robinson, a love of classic music, classic movies, and stuff like that. They really fleshed him out in the city, in Opal City, which you don't hear about Opal City no more. I don't even think Opal City exists anymore.
Well, it's like who popped up? Yeah, because what's cool is like. So Justice League, so what they're doing now, instead of giving like people their own books and having more, you know, saturate the market more, they're having backup stories to each issue now. So like Justice League, the backup story to that is Justice League Dark. So
right.
I don't know why I geeked out. I don't know why I looked at the wife. I was like, oh! You know, it was, I was reading it.
He does that a lot, folks.
Ragman,
I was waiting for him to make a comeback, especially after his run in Arrow. He was cool as fucking Arrow.
Yeah, but when he came up to the comic book, I was like, Ragman. Ragman's back, you know?
Yeah.
And people are like, who the fuck's Ragman? I'm like, Ragman's awesome. I'm
like, Ragman is awesome. He's a fucking good character. I wish they would do a Shade the Changing Man comic book again. He was cool. So much stuff, folks. I know you guys are probably sitting there like, they talk a lot about comic books.
Yes, we do.
Talk a lot about politics.
And if, yeah. Well, you know, I think we need to stop. Like, I don't know. The politics, man, everything I'm seeing on the news and whatnot, I'm just like, it's a damn shame.
You don't like talking about me. I like talking about me because I like to see people's just hypocrisy. Just the one side does this, the other side does this. And I'm sitting there with my popcorn and my cookies.
He is too. I see him. He's like,
like, oh, you said this and because it's their fault, but you say this about them because it's their fault, and now it's this side's fault. Now that this side's fault is completely their fault, you guys don't acknowledge, oh, He didn't do all that, but yet this politician had his wife called an ugly bitch, and he kisses niggas' brain.
Well,
but that's okay.
that's what I'm driving. It's driving me because it's like the level of hypocrisy, the level of stupidity, the level of like
our side's winning.
This person, January 6th, was running for his life. What happened at Capitol? Then the next, Trump needs to be responsible for this, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward to now. Well, that looked like a field trip.
That looked like a, yeah.
What are you talking about? Then got to go to Mar-a-Lago to be like, hey, Trump, can we take a picture so we can show your, so people can vote for me, you know? And that's what it is.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
They can't lose because that party is, here's Republicans, here's Trumpians, and if they go to the Republican ballot, they're like, okay, I'm going over here. He's just like, oh, fuck you. Look what, well, Liz Cheney, that's the one that put it out.
Yep.
She's the only one that's like, fuck Trump.
She pretty much said that, fuck Trump, and now she's like ostracized from everybody. But hey, that fool did get, he did set out to do exactly what he said he was going to do 20 years ago on that interview on TV. I'm going to destroy the Republican Party.
Oh yeah,
congratulations, you Cheeto face motherfucker, you did it.
Okay,
enough.
No. Bye. All right, y'all. Well, tell us what you think of the conversation today. Tell us what you think of the new format. We're trying something different. Yeah. So, but
our cool tablets.
I like this. That we're finally using for C+.
So beautiful. Yes.
But before we get out of here, let's tell everybody that's riding with us, that's getting merch from us. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, very much. Thank you, because. I ain't gonna lie. This though, I ain't gonna lie. Getting the podcasting game, it is a rough business, but you know, we're still here. To those people who find success within that first year, damn, congratulations. Shit.
And to people who have been writing, jumping on with us and listening, and you know, it's just, I don't know. I get all sentimental when I look back. You know what I mean? Mm. Back when we started this, it was just like, let's start a podcast. You were just like, podcast, you know, and the evolution is dope.
It has been. It's been fucking fun as hell. It's fun, folks. It is. It's fun.
But I'm getting all sentimental, but all right, y'all. Well, we'll catch you next week, next Saturday. Same time, same bat channel, all that stuff.
All that fun stuff, you know.
Now
we do.
You gotta like and subscribe. I'm gonna share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart, but we think he moved.
Because we don't see him there no more. We even checked behind Target.
He's somewhere. Nope. All right, y'all. I'm KMV the Sexy Ninja.
It's Big Daddy just came at you.
All right, y'all. Well, you have a great night and all that. All right. Get the fuck out. Oh, wait. When in doubt.
fuck your couch.